Let's go to Gaelic Games and our review of the year. This year started with Kilcare lifting the under-21A title, beating St Union's 13 points to 1-8. And Tyrone lifted a fifth in a row, Dr McKenna Cup. The O'Neill County beat Derry by 7 points in the final, but extra time was required there. The big headline club-wise in Donegal was Glen Swilly upsetting the odds and being crowned Donegal Senior Football Champions for the third time in 6 years after executing a near-perfect game plan to defeat Kilcare by a point, 110-12 at McCool Park in Ballybofey. On a miserable wet afternoon in October, Michael Murphy's 9th-minute goal was the decisive score off the decider as Glen Swilly took another title. Another big performance by Michael Murphy, putting in a man of the match showing, scoring 1-5 in the final to bring his tally over the years that Glen Swilly won the title to 3-17 scoring in finals, which is phenomenal. Let's get some reaction from that day. We'll hear from captain Gary McFadden, the man of the match Michael Murphy, manager Michael Canning, midfielder Neil Gallagher, and first up, Gary McDade was speaking to Tom Comack.
They always say the first one's the sweetest, but I think that far I passes it. I mean, that was so special today. I mean, like, to come in here and stop the Kilcare juggernaut that has been steamrolling everything in front of them all year. I mean, like, we just came up with a plan. We felt our plan was good. We told the boys we stick to that plan throughout the 60-65 minutes. We felt we'd be there, boys, and I have to give credit to the boys. They were really, really disciplined and handled that plan. The execution of it was second to none. I couldn't ask any more of them.
I'm also joined here by Joe Gibbons, one of the veterans, the third championship. Joe, how does that feel?
Unbelievable, Tom. Sweet as yet. I dreamt about this, believe it or not, back in January. This wee man wasn't here the last time I won the Dr. Maguire, and I dreamt that I would take him up the steps this evening, and thank God I got there. But just about Kilcare pushes to the under our colour. Hey, we were out on our feet there then. We're just glad to get over the line.
And came in here today raging hot underdogs.
We didn't care about that, Tom. We knew in our circle we could win. And everybody outside the club doubted us. Our own supporters knew we could do it, but most importantly, the people inside our circle knew we could do it. We had the game plan. Gary and Michael had everything worked down to a T, and we stuck to the game plan. Thankfully, it just about got us over the line.
Yeah. A great first half, the goal very important.
Yeah, well, I think Kilcare probably didn't know how we were going to set up, and hopefully, thankfully, we got the ball into Michael good and early, kneeled a couple of times as well, and the scores worked off. But we knew there was a brave breeze there, and we knew the second half was going to be a dogfight, and that's the way it proved with the heavy rain as well. But we're just absolutely delighted.
We're here with one of the giants as well of Glen Swilly and Donegal football, indeed, Neil Gallagher. First of all, Neil, congratulations.
Thanks, Tom. I don't know what to say. I'm just kind of speechless, you know. I've never been involved in a victory like it, you know. I suppose been written off so much and stuff like that. And I don't know, I'm just so delighted for, you know, the boys all year struggling in the league and stuff, but it was right then in the championship. And you know, this is just said to Murphy there, I just can't believe it, you know. You know, I'm just delighted. I'm delighted for Gary, Michael.
Championship, it's hard to believe.
Never.
Rank with the All-Ireland?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best victory I've ever been involved in. All-Ireland was brilliant. I just cannot believe this.
I wanted to see, have a quick word with the manager as well, Michael Canning.
Hasn't really sunk in yet, Tom, but it's an unbelievable feeling just to be standing up here looking down on the pitch and all the Glen Swilly ones who stood by us all year. And it's a great feeling to be here now, looking at Dr. Maguire.
And it's been a tough year, hasn't it, for Glen Swilly? You know,
it has been.
It's
been a tough year, but like, this is what you're in it for. You're in it for the big prizes, the big days. And we talked about it before we even come in here today. There was a few of the boys a bit nervous in the our meeting we had, and we said this is what we train for. This is the day we wanted to be. We want to be involved in these days, and thank God it went for us today, you know.
Yeah. Logan, I want a quick word with Michael Murphy as well. Congratulations. I can see by your face you're a happy man.
What a minute, Tom. The best feelings ever. I just to win it, and to win it against the odds, and to be written off, and just to come out in the end up was just unreal. You know, in fairness to the area, and in fairness to the club, and the group of lads as a whole, no matter whether it's a third team, reserve game team, or an underage team, there's a bit of a culture, and there's a bit of a precedence there to just give it your all. You know, sometimes results don't go well for you, like they did for us in the league, but one thing that's always there is throughout the 60 minutes of any game with role play, we'll absolutely give it our all. If that can win a game for us, then well and good, but at least you come away with a clear head knowing that you've done it, you know.
Yeah. Yes, Gary, congratulations. Captain of the team, holding quite close to the Dr. Maguire Cup.
I'm going to take that. you never know. Next year, Nat, you mightn't get a hold of it. It's going to be the last time you hold it, so you have to make it count, I suppose.
Great day for the club, obviously. Huge day.
Yeah, huge day. I thought after you won the first, Dr. Maguire, that Mahon would sort of lead it, but I think the way that this team was sort of written off coming into this game, and I suppose we always knew that we had every bit of a chance. It's a two-horse race. I suppose everyone else thought it was going to be easy enough for Kilkear, and I suppose rightly so, that the way they were playing compared to us. But I think this one, even as sweet as the first one, just the way that people were sort of writing us off and then to actually go out and win it, it's sort of special.
Oh,
definitely. 100%. Same as everything, I suppose. If people keep saying that you're no good or they write you off, it's only spur you on. And thankfully, again, I suppose Michael seems to do stuff in finals that he mightn't do all year. Another man in the match, and shows up parts in that goal. Of Kilkear had a weak line in their team at the full back line. We sort of tried to target that, and another day that ball might have broke or whatever, and just thankfully we got the goal, but only for the goal, they probably would have bet us.
And you had to dig deep to hold on, hadn't you?
Dig deep, we defended well. I don't know, it mightn't have been pretty to watch, but I suppose we'll not care about that if we have the cup, but we had to just sit back, and I suppose the wet day might have helped us too. The ground.
How difficult were the conditions?
Oh, it was bad. It was sort of slippy because there was that dry for so long there that the water didn't even get down. It didn't even make it soft. It was still hard enough, but it was just sort of, it was slippy, you know. But I think that helped us. If you got a hand on them when they're running through, it was sort of putting them off their tracks. For if it had been dry, they would have kept playing on maybe and stuff. So we're lucky maybe with a well or two.
So this goes down as a good day for Glenswilly.
Oh, this is one of the greatest, one of the best, yep.
One of the best days for Glenn Swilly. Manus, that's another moment this year for you guys to remember out there in the Glen, because everybody had Kilkear as favourites and the game plan was executed 100%, and nobody was saying you should be county champions for the third time in 6 years, but that's what happened.
No, I seen that, like, it was just unbelievable for the parish and the club. What a group of fellas. What a group of fellas. What a management team. What a backroom team. You know what these guys have brought to Glenswilly. You know, you couldn't buy it, Oisin. What it's done for young people in Glenswilly, what it's done for the parish of Glenswilly and the people in it, it's just brilliant. And I'm so proud of them. So proud to be a Glen man. That's just. Yeah. To be honest,
we have to mention the man of the match, and really he put on some big performances through the course of the championship and was the deserving winner of the Seamus McGeady Award for the Player Championship with Michael Murphy. His impact on each of those finals since 2011 has been immense.
It's immense. I mean, the man's just unbelievably talented. Like, he's without doubt the best footballer in the country, and that's not a biased Glenswilly opinion. I think everybody could agree he's just a brilliant player. Fellow's attitude off the field, you know, the way he carries himself, he's just a great ambassador for the sport. And look, it's, there's the figures there, the stats, they speak for themselves.
Yeah, and I know when that piece was playing, we were talking about other men who contributed to Glenswilly. It's not all about Michael Murphy. There was some star performances through the course of the year, particularly in that run to silverware.
Yeah, right? Well, I suppose, you know, I often say it myself when we were having the, I'll be talking with my brothers there that also play in the team there and that, and, you know, at home. And, you know, obviously we have two great, unbelievable players in Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher. We've Gary Copper there as well. But, you know, along with that, we have some unbelievable players, club players that, you know, that really don't get the recognition that they should and deserve. You know, you look at that final, see the performance that young Cor McCallan and Kieran Gibbons put in. I mean, for me, it was just, that's the kind of, you know, the extra fractions on the day that got Glenswilly over the line. And, you know, they're a talent, and that's what's been nurtured in Glenswilly. That's what the management are nurturing. You know, that's the attitude. That's what the most senior players, you know, I know that they've put on some great work with those younger players outside of training sessions. Great, and, you know, that's what gives Glenswilly the edge this year.
Yeah. You boys like having the tags of underdogs out there, don't you?
Yeah, well, it seems to suit us all right, you know, but. And look at the effort and the work went in. I know it wasn't a great league campaign for Glenswilly, but when it needed to be done and they needed to hit the ground running, that's exactly what they did.
I think as well, the very fact that Glenswilly and some of those players that you mentioned there, Manus, that they've already won county titles was a huge benefit to them. going into that final. But, you know, talking about writing them off and being underdogs, you know, quite a lot of us were all guilty of that, Oisín, not just in the media, but those that go to matches and things. Like, I remember, you know, we were trying to call it in the office, and my team that I was looking at was Niamh Connell. You know, I'd seen them a few times in the league, and I just thought they had the experience, they had the strength required, and the talent. And all of a sudden, they came undone in the semi-final against Kilcare. So, you know, Niamh Connell were my team. Glenswillie weren't even in the reckoning because they'd had such a disappointing league campaign. But hey, you know, looking back and in hindsight, we're probably foolish to write off a team that had won it previously and have the Michael Murphy factor.
We'll not be writing them off next year, Chris.
We certainly won't. And, you know, we've seen how the league, Dermot mentioned there about Glenswillie's poor run. We looked to, was it the year before, Killy Beggs had a dreadful run in the league. So, I mean, it's all about getting momentum there. And Glenswillie were in the championship, it got going, and you touched on Niamh Connell losing in the semi-final. In fact, they were so comprehensively beaten, probably put the extra money on Kilcare to win it. They were hot favourites. And so a great year for Glenswillie, of course, and not forgetting the Donegal Senior C Championship as well.
Yeah, we'll go to that because there's a lot of football being played out there, Manus. You're a manager of the winning C Senior C Championship, the first year that the C Championship has been run. So how did you pull that one off? What was your instructions?
Well, firstly, I was, you know, joint manager. I got all the credit for this one now, in fairness. Sean Boner was joint manager with myself, and Sean carried the cameras. You know, I was busy with rallying and open festivals and all the... But great credit to Sean, and I want to thank him very much for all the effort he put in all year with me. But look, at we had a great year, a great group of lads. And with some great experience, great youth on the side, and we won both league and championship senior C. So we had an excellent year on the GA front as well.
Yeah, it was good. Now, just back to the seniors, unfortunately, it wasn't to be Ulster wise for the seniors. They lost out in Newry to Kilcoo. That was the down champion. So Ulster wasn't to be for Glenswillie this year, but they did, of course, get the Dr. Maguire. Manus's team, by the way, he's beat your neighbours, Niamh Connell, won 5-6 points in that decider at the O'Donnell Park. Chris, elsewhere in championship football, historic years for both Burt and Downings.
Yeah, for Burt, well, they really upset the odds to defeat Milford, taking the Donegal Intermediate Football Championship title for the first time. And that was all after a replay, a real drama in the original game. Seconds remaining, Conor Harkin levelling the scores. It finished 10 points for Burt, 1-7 for Milford. And then they returned for that replay. Harkin again involved, scoring a late penalty to send the game into extra time. It really was enthralling stuff. And Mark Coyle and Paul McHugh scoring to give Burt a first ever intermediate title. It impacted on their run in Ulster then, because they had to play the day after and losing out against Breda, but they won't be overly concerned by that. It was a great year for Burt.
Good year for Burt and Downings as well. Their biggest success in the club history. Two teams winning county titles at the O'Donnell Park on the same day, winning both the Junior A and the Junior B Championship. The Downings side taking victory there. They also advanced to the semi-finals of the Ulster Junior Championship for the first time ever with a 2-1 over Derry side McGilligan. So Downings, it was a very productive day for them at the O'Donnell Park, winning both those titles. It doesn't come round too often when you see a club winning all that's on offer on one single day on championship a final day. They also won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht Junior title back in June. Downings bridging a 24-year gap as they came through in their decider in Ballyvourney and County Cork, winning 2-9 to 12 points against Renville back at the start of the summer. On that same weekend, it was double success for Donegal. Niamh Connell retaining their All-Ireland Senior Gaeltacht title as they overcame Kerry's and Gaeltacht in the final in Cork as well. We'll go back to the Ulster Club Championship because the parish of Slochneil produced what was a unique treble this year. The Derry champions won the Ulster titles in camogie, hurling and then in football. That magic treble was wrapped up as the Robert Emmett side defeated Kilcoo in the Ulster Club Championship final. Now, here's Chrissy McKeag on what is so special about the Slochneil Parish.
That every player that pulls on a Slochneil shirt from under 6 to senior has an identity and an affiliation with the club. Nothing else matters, only the club. People can use them words loosely, But you come to Slaneel and you watch us play in a league game or championship game, we have an identity and a pride on who we are and where we're from. And talent doesn't really come into it. I don't think we're the most talented team in Ulster, maybe not even in Derry. But we have a serious appetite to play for our families and our club. And that desire is almost unquenchable. It never, never ceases. And these days here are just like a dream.
That was Chrissy McKeag after they won the Ulster title. And I suppose he couldn't have explained that any better, Chris.
It's a remarkable story, Slaneel. You're talking about a parish, 250, 280 houses, and they've completed a treble at Ulster level. You know, it's really incredible. And Slaneel, the hurlers now go on to play Coola, the Dublin champions and Leinster champions, and my hometown club, so I'll be taking added interest in that. That'll be in February, the semi-final. And the footballers, well, they beat St Kiernan's of London just there the other weekend, so they're into the quarterfinals, semi-finals there as well. So it's a remarkable year.
Remarkable indeed. Elsewhere, club level in Tyrone, Killyclougher lifted their first O'Neill Cup since 2003. They beat Coe Island in the replay of the Tyrone Senior Championship final. St Mary's side with a dominant force and a commanding 20-6.1 at Hilly Park in Omagh. Well, back in March, Paul Durkin joined a very small select band of Donegal players with the All-Ireland Senior of Football Club medal. He helped Dublin's St Enda's Ballyboden to a comfortable defeat of Castlebar Mitchells in the final at Croke Park on St Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think as well, Oisin, it's important to mention and to remember our good friend and colleague Seamus McGeady, who sadly passed away as well in 2016. And it's a lovely gesture that they have named the Player of the Championship Award in his memory. Michael Murphy was the winner of that this year, deservedly so as well. But our thoughts at this time are with Seamus McGeady and his family.
They are indeed, and he's been badly missed around the press area on big match days, that's for sure. On the way, we'll be hearing from Jason Quigley after the news at 5 o'clock. Just some of the other Gaelic Games headlines from the year. Ladies-wise, the Donegal senior side won Division 2 of the National League and returned to Division 1 thanks to comprehensive victory over Westmeath. Seven of that squad were then in the Ulster team that took to the interprovincial football title for a fifth successive year, beating Connacht. Glenn Finn's Yvonne McMonagall picked up the player of the tournament as she scored two goals in that decider. At the end of the month, the Hegarty sisters of Kira and Neve, along with Teresa Doherty, Deirdre Foley and Yvonne McMonagall, were then selected on the Ladies Division Team of the Year. Club-wise, Mavell were crowned Donegal Senior Ladies Champions as they defeated Glenfinn 5-15-4-8 was how that one ended. Glenfinn club member and player Maggie Farrell made history when she refereed the Dr McKenna Cup game last January between Fermanagh and St Mary's College at Garvahy. The Cavan native became the first female to referee a senior inter-county Gaelic football match. And Balbuffet woman Avril McNamee won gold in the final of the US Handball Open at California in October, coming through against Julie Jordan of Alaska in the final.
Yes, I think it's worth mentioning Avril there, Oisin. She was a key member of my team on the rally, and I know the work and effort that Avril put into that result there, and that's an unbelievable team, and I just want to congratulate her again, and that's brilliant. And handball's one of those sports that doesn't get the recognition, but fair play to Avril on that.
Time for news at 5 o'clock.